Chief Curator Emeritus of Painting and Sculpture, John Elderfield.
This is, we know, a painting of a train station in Paris, which was close to de Curico's studio. This is early 1914, and within months, the First World War will have broken out. Are we ready to see the silence, the sense of expectancy in this picture in relationship to topical events? Or perhaps we have to wonder whether the world depicted here is operating like a real world, because it's clear that the perspective is actually working against itself. The road, for example, on which we see the two small figures is hardly receding at all. Nonetheless, the structure to the left of that road is receding massively. One thing which is peculiar is how wind operates in this picture. Above the figures is a train, and the smoke is going straight up. To the left is a clock tower with flags, which are blowing hard to the left. So either the climate changes between the foreground of the picture and the background of the picture, or we have been presented with something which is internally inconsistent. What seems very clear is the still life element in the foreground, the bananas. But the bananas are both the clearest element and also the most puzzling element, because what on earth are bananas doing in this picture of a train station in Paris? You know, the more one looks, the more one finds to puzzle about.